You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. His seed remains in me is the title of this devotion. Here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God." Now, that is, of course, a terminology that is being used here that has some really deep meaning in it, because the Lord promised Abraham that in his seed all the nations would be blessed, all the families of the earth would be blessed. The blessing that God was speaking of to Abraham, he had to keep it hidden, but unveiled it through different examples throughout the scripture until Jesus came to know that all those who would receive the Lord Jesus, who is the seed of Abraham, would have a new birth, would be born again, and would have a new birth into a heavenly life, into a holy life, into a sinless life, the life of the Son of God. He is the seed. You study this out in Galatians chapter 3. And it says there in Galatians chapter 3, verse 8, that in Genesis 12, verse 4 or verse 3, God, in Galatians 3, 8, it says that God preached the gospel to Abraham, that in his seed all the nations of the earth would be blessed, all the families. We're seeing this happening in front of our eyes. You can go to all the different nations on the earth and you can find there those who are born of God. And maybe there are some that still haven't been reached. But I know there are many amazing men and women of God who have been given the commission of the Lord Jesus to go to these places and to bring this new life through the gospel. You see, we are born of God, the Bible says, through the incorruptible, ever-living seed of God. You'll find that right here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, the male seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Now, this is more real than you and I can imagine. With our natural mind, we cannot totally comprehend that. But once the Word of God has found its way into the heart of man, it begins to become the channel. It begins to be that source in the heart of man of the life of God. And it begins to pull on the man's conscience. It begins to pull on the man's senses. It begins to alert him and yearn in him and groan in him. These are statements you find in Romans 8 and other places, to bring that man to Jesus. You see, it is the Heavenly Father that draws us all to the Lord Jesus so that through Jesus we can receive a warm welcome in the Father's presence. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 44, "Nobody can come to me unless the Father draws them, as it is written in the scroll of the book, all who've heard and learned from the Father come to me." Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of all that which was spoken. He is the prophetic spirit of the scripture. Jesus is the Word. He is the Word. That is one of his great names, the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You find in John chapter 1. And the Apostle Paul understood that he was not to promote or advance his own ideas, but that he was simply, by the Holy Spirit, enabled to speak God's words. Now, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but for me, this is the highest anointing for me, Robert Mosbach. You may have other thoughts about this, and that's fine. I'm not saying this is doctrine. This is my heart. That to be given to speak the words of God, to me, is the greatest anointing that any human being can have. That we speak not on our own authority, but the Father who dwells in us by His Spirit grants us utterance and grants us to speak His life-cleansing, regenerating, renewing words. And Paul here in 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 13 says, "For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as a word of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." You see, that word is what brings light into the inner man. It's like the seed. They once found some seed in one of these sarcophagus or whatever in Egyptian, with the Egyptians, and it was supposedly thousands of years old. And when they took that seed and planted it in the ground, it immediately sprang forth and brought forth new life as it died. And that is, of course, the wonder of the Word of God. It can be in your Bible all these years, but not until it finds its way in your heart by you reading it and meditating on it, does it begin to live and become effective and powerful. And friends, I pray that you, when you watch these devotions, may be so inspired by the Holy Spirit that you know it is the Word of the living God coming to you, feeding you with the life of the Son of God. For me, preaching is the way of God to bring healing and salvation to people. I believe in preaching. Now, how can anyone believe unless they have heard? How can anyone hear except someone preaches? How can someone preach unless they are sent? How lovely are the feet of them that bring glad tidings of great peace? You'll find in Romans chapter 10. And the Apostle Paul here in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 4 through 6 says this: "Now, we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." So the apostle understood that his ability to speak God's life-giving words was the Spirit of God in him. The Word living in his heart, Christ in him, living there, giving utterance of his word in season to those who are weary, and being able to implant that word into people's hearts, that all of a sudden the confusion disappears, all of a sudden the question disappears, and there is a word that gives life, the life of the Spirit, the life of the living God. Jesus said in John 6:57, "As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me shall live because of me." You see, that word that comes alive in your heart by the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, it begins to feed you. It begins to nourish your spirit, soul, and body. It says in Romans 8 verse 10 that the flesh is mortified, 10, 11, 12, 13, mortified or put to death in its sin nature by the Spirit giving life into your flesh. That sin nature is brought into the death of Christ through the life of Christ in you. And, you know, I learned something. Well, learned is a big statement to make. I perceived something that has become very real to me, that the Heavenly Father is the husbandry. He is the one who cares for the vineyard, as Jesus would say in John 15, verse 1. He's the vine dresser, the Heavenly Father. Excuse me. And He knows how much and when and how to reveal in us the death of His Son. You see, in Christ is all the death of that He died. In Him is that death. And that death, my dear friends, if the Father would reveal all of it in us instantly, we could not bear it. But the Heavenly Father knows through the circumstances we go through, through the needs, the wants, the desires, and the trials of this life, to reveal more and more of that death in us, to liberate us from self and self-seeking and complaining and want and need and all of these forces that come from the self nature, the sin nature. Andrew Murray, he described it like this. He said, there's beautiful cakes displayed in the window of the shop. And the little boy standing in front of the window is so hungry. And he can see the beautiful cake there and he would love to eat it. But there's something in him that won't let him take it, because he has learned that there's something in between him and that cake from him being able to take it. Even though he can see it, he can't feed upon it. And he says, Andrew Murray says, that plain glass window, it can be so clean and brilliant that you cannot see that it's there, but it is real, because it will not let you take that cake. And that represents self. Self is what stands in the way from greater revelation. How can I get rid of that self? Only by allowing the Father to reveal more of the death of His Son in you, where He strips away from every part of us that self-seeking, that complaining, that laziness of spirit, that want, that need, that indifference, that idleness, and whatever self represents itself, overzealous, overzeal without knowledge. And the Lord, through that death, strips that self completely out of you, so there is nothing in between you and the life of the Son of God, but that life is beautifully, perfectly revealed in you. How can I be sure, Pastor, that this will happen in my life? His seed, Christ, the living Word, remains in you. It lives there, yearning in you, pulling in you, awakening you again and again to return to the first love, to return to a full surrender to Him, to work it in us by His Spirit, that whatever He says by His Word, He works by His Spirit. So let me close out of Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7. Now, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Order your life after His ways and nature and character. Root it and build up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. You see, as you daily keep yearning for this heavenly life, for this living Word in you to be active and to be effective in you, as it's said there in 1 Thessalonians 2:13. And that Word is living in you and yearning in you and groaning in you for the fulfillment that comes through Jesus, because all of the promises of God, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 5, I think it is, all the promises of God are yes, verse 20. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And that Word is pulling for the fulfillment, for the revelation of its character and nature in you. And as you keep yearning, that's what's causing your roots to grow deeper and deeper and deeper. See, the word is the seed. And the first thing that comes out of the seed is the root. Is the root. And the root begins to nourish. And here comes the fruit out of that seed after its own nature, after its own character. And you become more and more like Christ as you feed upon Him daily to see Him formed in you by the Holy Spirit. And how wonderfully faithful He is to never fail to perfect all that which concerns you in His presence so that you may be holy and without blame in His love. Amen. Have a good day.